Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, May 20th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
What used to be the poster child of Indian startups and had a presence everywhere from the FIFA World Cup to the Indian cricket team's jersey, Byju's has witnessed a fall from grace over the last 2 years. The company, which was once a unicorn, saw a 95% nosedive in its value. The Bengaluru-based company's woes do not seem to end. Rajneesh Kumar and T.V. Mohandas Pai, advisors on the panel of Byju's parent company, Think and Learn, have decided not to extend their tenure beyond June 30th. This adds to the challenges faced by the company as it navigates board exits, financial troubles, and increasing litigations. Both advisors have chosen to leave due to the company's ongoing legal entanglements. Report Mint senior editors Gopika Gopakumar and Varun Sood. The advisory panel, established in July last year, following notable resignations from the board due to governance concerns, was part of a strategy to address these corporate governance issues. Unfortunately, Byju's continue to face operational challenges, including the inability to secure additional funding, leading to layoffs and delayed salaries. In the past 3 years, up to March 2023, a staggering revelation came from India's food safety authorities. Out of 43 million food samples tested, a quarter did not meet domestic food safety laws. Alarmingly, one in six of these were found to be either unsafe or substandard, while the remainder failed to adhere to the labeling laws, often misleading consumers with incorrect information. While India's food safety regulator, the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, or FSSAI, did initiate litigations against these outliers, what they forgot to do was to inform the citizens about them. FSSAI and state agencies have not sufficiently informed the public about the specific manufacturers or brands involved, leaving consumers uninformed about potentially harmful products. The lack of transparency is evident in FSSAI's 2021-2022 annual report, which notably omits any mention of product recalls or license cancellations, standard practices in many other countries to protect consumers. Mint Sayanthan Behra and Sunira Tandon spoke to FSSAI's insiders to understand why the central government agency has failed to crack the whip on companies selling substandard products amidst global scrutiny of Indian packaged food brands. Sayanthan and Sunira also break down the challenges being faced by the FSSAI, including a lack of testing labs. The Financial Services Institutions Bureau, an autonomous body under the central government, is set to conduct interviews on May 21st to recommend a candidate for the chairman's position of the country's largest bank, the State Bank of India. This decision will be finalized on the same day, replacing the incumbent Dinesh Kumar Khara, who is slated to retire on August 28th. The candidates in consideration for the chairman's position are State Bank of India's three managing directors, S.C. Shetty, Ashwini Kumar Tiwari, and Vinay M. Tonse. Mint's banking editor Gopika Gopakumar reports on the closely monitored selection process. C.S. Shetty, the most senior among the candidates, has a background in managing the bank's stressed assets and comprehensive experience across various banking verticals. Ashwini Kumar Tiwari brings a strong international and corporate banking portfolio, having managed SBI's operations in the US and as the former CEO of SBI Card. Vinay M. Tonse, who oversees retail banking, has a deep understanding of the domestic market and a record of effective team building. Last year, online gaming companies in India were hit with a significant tax demand totaling over 1.12 trillion rupees from their past revenues, leading to a legal challenge currently pending in the Supreme Court. The GST Council, the central body overseeing the indirect taxation, is set to deliberate on this issue, considering the industry's plea for relief from these substantial tax claims. Previously, the tax regime for online gaming was ambiguous, with companies paying an 18% GST on platform fees or commissions, which range from 5% to 20% on the deposits. However, a dramatic shift occurred on October 1, 2023, when the GST Council imposed a 28% tax on the full face value of deposits, retroactively applying this rate to past earnings. Mint's Kirish Chandra Prasad reports that the central and state GST officials are currently reviewing the grievances expressed by the industry regarding to the notices for the period leading up to October 2023. As the summer holiday season kicks off, the limitations of the Indian passport becomes glaringly apparent. According to the Henley Passport Index, out of 227 possible destinations, Indians can enter 31 countries without a visa and get a visa on arrival in 30 countries. This totals visa-free access to just 61 countries, leaving the vast majority requiring a visa obtained through traditional, more cumbersome means. Compare that with Brazil, where folks enjoy visa-free acceptance to a whopping 173 countries. Even Russia, despite facing international sanctions, can access 120 countries relatively free. It's a bit of an eye-opener, especially considering India's status as one of the world's fastest-growing economies. Visa-free access isn't just about economics, writes independent journalist Deepa Vasudevan. It is also influenced by a mix of factors like geography and reciprocal agreements. Take the European Union or the ASEAN bloc, for instance, where members enjoy hopping across each other's borders without much fuss. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to traveltexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.